We're going to hear our gospel reading now, which Neasha is going to read for us. This is a hard passage. Some of Jesus' teachings on what we call the Sermon on the Plain in Luke's Gospel. So just listen carefully as we hear God's word together. Thank you, Neasha.
Today's gospel reading is from Luke 6, verses 27 to 38. Jesus continued to teach a crowd of his followers. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back.
Thank you very much, Neasha. There's so much to say about these teachings of Jesus. Some of them seem very hard to do. Some of them seem even unfair or unjust. We can easily read his words as commands, and we find them to be very unreasonable things to ask of us sometimes, especially if we're talking about victims of bullying, victims of abuse, victims of evil. What are we meant to do? Just take it? Ask for more? Don't cry out for help? Ignore the injustice? Let it go? I would say, first and foremost, no. If you're a victim of some sort of bullying, abuse, or evil, if anyone hurts you in any way, you must tell someone. You must find help. You must not stay quiet about it and just accept it. We need to know. We need to know for the protection of everyone. And we need to help you to a place of safety. But when Jesus was speaking these words, he was speaking to a people who could actually be hurt or abused by the very authorities who should have protected them. Where Roman soldiers roamed the streets and could ask them to do anything for them, they had nowhere to turn for safety. And it was a lot harder to find justice. Many people today find that life is the same for them in many situations. So I think what Jesus offered them was a different way, a way to quietly change the world by making people sit up and think. He called it the way of the kingdom. We live as if God is king, and we try to do things his way, in a way that challenges the ways of this world. So you see, I don't think these teachings are commandments that we all must follow every day in every situation, but rather, I think they are an invitation If we want to be disciples of Jesus, it's an invitation to do things differently. It's an invitation to think differently. An invitation to challenge the ways of this world and make our enemies sit up and take notice. An invitation to challenge and change them by our actions, and to say by our actions, God is in charge and he's nothing like you. If we just repay evil for evil, hatred for hatred, revenge for revenge, the world doesn't get any better. Don't you see? Peace never comes. And our God doesn't actually look any different from the ways of this world. But what if we find ways to do things differently? To think about our enemies differently? To gently challenge and make them wake up and think? The challenge of Jesus is to perhaps think in every situation, well, what's the normal expected thing to do? And then, no, instead, how can we make them think differently about it? How can we make them sit up and think? Not through violent revolution, but through gentle, humble, thought-provoking ways. We are people of God's kingdom. We are followers of Christ. And even though others may be cruel or evil, we don't have to be. God wants to change the situation, and he loves them too, as hard as that might be to say. Whoever our enemies may be, he loves them too. And he wants to find a way to stop evil, not with more evil or injustice, but with radical love. When he was going to the cross, when they were nailing him there, those soldiers who had been so cruel to him, Jesus called out, not with abusive words, but with a prayer, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing." We might not always be able to forgive people who have hurt us. Sometimes it can be very hard. But maybe we can end the cycle of hurt by praying for them and showing them a different way. Finally, we don't need to face it alone. Jesus was speaking these words to his disciples together. He always, almost always, addressed them together. The "you" in the Greek is nearly always plural. We need to work these things out together. Together, he calls us to face our problems. Together, he calls us to stand up to injustice. Together, he calls us to leave a positive imprint on the world, to seek first the ways of his kingdom. And we're never alone. Okay, I need a bit of help with this next one. So could the children come forward again? So I was talking just before about how Jesus invites us to make a positive imprint in the world. And you know, when we think about, you know, what we leave behind on this planet, we sometimes talk about a carbon footprint. That's a fairly modern expression that means sort of the environmental damage that we leave behind, or the environmental good things that we can do to reduce our carbon footprint. We reduce the impact, therefore, of what we've done in life we reduce the impact on the planet. That's what a carbon footprint is. I think there are lots of footprints that we can make in life. I think we can leave footprints in many ways, for good or for bad. We can sometimes leave a bad footprint behind. We can sometimes leave a bad taste in somebody's mouth. We can leave a bad word in somebody's ear. We can spoil somebody's day. We can make a mess of things. We can make bad footprints in so many different ways. But I think Jesus calls us to leave good footprints in the world, to leave good imprints behind by the way we talk to each other, the way we try to make a difference for good, try to fight injustice, try to raise money for good causes, and just generally in the way we care for each other, the way we love each other. I've got a willing volunteer here already, who I've already spoken to. This is Phoebe. Just stand up, Phoebe. If you don't know Phoebe, this is Phoebe, my daughter. Some people here haven't met you yet, but this is Phoebe. And Phoebe, would you like to take your shoes and socks off? And come and sit on this chair here, because everyone's been wondering what this chair is for all the time. So what I've got here, Phoebe, is I've already prepared this. I've got a bowl with some paint on. You can see red and blue paint here. So so we could think of these as like the positive or negative footprints we leave in life. Would you like to put your feet in there and just spread the paint around so it goes all over your feet. Just get your feet completely covered in that. That's right, spread it around. You can even make a bit of purple in the middle if you're feeling clever with the paint. You can mix it a bit. So when you've got it all over your feet, yeah, it's all right, you don't need to do the tops as well. We're just going to do some footprints, okay? So if you want to stand, just hold my hand because it gets slippy, and then see if you can make some really good footprints up and down this piece of paper. And then turn around, try not to walk on the carpet. We're hoping for a new one soon, but this might be hastening that a bit. And if I move that out of the way, you can then sit down. So I want to just show you what Phoebe's done. Can you hold one end? We'll just hold it up so everyone can see there. And it just illustrates the positive or negative footprints that we can make in life. I think, because you've still got paint all over your feet, when we make these positive footprints, or when we make negative footprints, it doesn't just affect the world, it actually affects us as well. We leave a mark on our feet as well. We leave, there's something that affects us as well. So if we leave negative footprints all the time, then that can really affect us in a bad way. It can change who we are and how we think. But if we try to leave good footprints all the time, then actually that can have a really positive effect on us as well. Just sit down for a moment, Phoebe. We'll put this down. Now, in Jesus' time, they wouldn't generally walk around with bare feet, but they did wear sandals. And when they walked around, they would get very dirty feet, very dusty, dirty feet all the time. One time, Jesus was sitting down with his friends over supper, and this was the last time they were to meet together like this. It was a very special meal. It was the Passover meal. And before they ate, it tells us in John's Gospel, before they ate, Jesus decided that he needed to wash their feet. And it says he got up from the table, he took off his outer cloak, and he got a towel and a bowl of water. And he knelt down in front of all of the disciples and he washed their feet. And I'm going to do that for you now, all right? Sorry, the water's cold. It's been there for an hour. It's just cooled down a bit. It was warm. You can imagine it being warm, can't you? And Jesus did this for all of his disciples. It's quite a strange thing to do for somebody, especially for a man to do it to another man or to someone that they wouldn't normally care for in that sort of way. It can be a bit embarrassing or awkward. And when Jesus got to Peter's feet, Peter stopped him and said, "No, Lord, you must not do this for me." I think Peter was a bit embarrassed. And he felt that, well, I mean, really, in those days, to wash someone's feet was something that only servants did, or hired helpers, or slaves, unless you washed your own feet. So Peter thought that it was all wrong, that Jesus should wash his feet. It's taken quite some getting off. But then Jesus said to Peter, "No, you must let me wash your feet. Because if I don't wash your feet, then you can't really be one of my disciples." And Peter said, "Well, in that case, wash my whole body." Jesus said, "Well, there's no need for that. I'm just going to wash your feet." And I think sometimes in life we all need a fresh start from the footprints that we've left in life. We all need to know Jesus' forgiveness, God's forgiveness, and that Jesus, that God loves us. No matter what footprints we've left, he can help us to have a fresh start and then to leave positive footprints in the world.